This is the Brand Talks with 5011. I'm Mike Neese.
I'm Matthew Jones.
In this episode, we're speaking with Courtney Walden, founder and lead floral designer at Walden Floral LA, an established floral studio based in the Los Angeles area, specializing in weddings and events, as well as providing local flower delivery services throughout the LA and Malibu areas. Courtney had some great insights to share with us and some amazing thoughts into the branding and marketing side of the flower industry. Here's our conversation. All right, Courtney, thank you so much for joining us on the Brand Talks podcast. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Hopefully everything is fine and well over in your world in this interesting pandemic environment.
It's interesting. That's for sure. Our whole industry is definitely on in a pause, like many others. So
I've actually had a number of friends. One of my friends, they're in the Navy, and they were supposed to be getting married on, I think it was like the 7th of April. That didn't happen. And another friend, they just did it in their backyard.
That's like, well, awesome.
We're just going to get married.
Yeah, so, not going to let this thing stop me.
You know, obviously, I'm sure having an impact on your business, hopefully not too much.
It's an interesting time for sure. Like a lot of people don't think about the whole floral industry as a whole and kind of who it impacts. So yeah, it's impacting everyone from the growers at the farms, you know, that they can't just stop their businesses. Like farms can't just stop. So they still have to operate and pay their teams, even though they can't sell any product, which is pretty rough for them, the roughest for them, I would say. But then, yeah, the wholesalers have no one to sell to. And then all of our weddings are postponed. But I mean, we're really lucky, like at least ours got postponed and not canceled. So they will eventually happen. But yeah, it's an interesting time for the whole chain, you know, of businesses in our world.
Without a doubt. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, about your business, and just kind of what you do?
Yeah. So I've always been a creative. I started as a dancer actually in high school and then danced professionally in Los Angeles and San Francisco. I did hip hop. So I've always just been like in that kind of creative world. After doing that for about 5 years, I decided to totally change careers and made my way over to Apple, which is actually where I met Matthew. And so, yeah, I just started at the bottom, just like a part-time sales specialist, and then worked my way up to management over there, and then worked for a co-working space after that. And yeah, and then after that, I got married during that time. And that was the first time that I opened my eyes to like the flower industry. And I remember walking through the flower market for the first time in Los Angeles, which is like one of the biggest flower markets in the world. And just being so inspired and amazed at like, how can there be so much beauty in the same place? Mm. And how can I make this my profession? Like, how do people do this for a living? So that was kind of where it sparked my interest for the first time, was my own wedding. And I was lucky enough to have a family friend that had been a florist for like 25 years and owned her own floral studio in Texas. She still does in Fort Worth. And so she was just so great to kind of take me under her wing and teach me a lot about not only the design side and how to treat all the flowers, but also the business side. And so after that, I was just even more like, I got to take a leap of faith. I got to go for this. So kind of left my corporate job and took that leap of faith and went for it. So yeah, through a lot of prayer and a lot of just being patient, building relationships and all of that, it just really started to happen for us. And we're so, so grateful. Like, we love it so much. We're a floral studio, so instead of a flower shop. So we really are project-based. So about almost every weekend, we've got either a wedding or a corporate event, and every week we do like weekly deliveries for local businesses or local homes in the LA or Malibu areas. But yeah, so that's kind of us. We're really known for having an artistic approach to floral design and really using unique flowers and thinking outside of the box. So sometimes we will even dye flowers or spray paint flowers or just get the most unique flowers from all over the world. Our florals ship in from like Costa Rica, Holland, New Zealand, South Africa. So they're coming from everywhere so that your wedding or your event doesn't look like you know, Trader Joe's flowers or Whole Foods flowers, but you're really getting unique florals and a unique approach to your event.
Excellent. That's awesome.
It's really awesome to hear your story of the whole blooming, lack for a better word, of your business. One thing I've been impressed by from the moment you launched it is, I mean, that look that you've developed. You know, you've created like a strong following on social media and your website's amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about the branding process and what branding means to you?
Yeah. Branding is super important to our business. It's actually one of the first things that people will say. So our clients, a lot of the time will be like, oh my God, I just loved your website, or I love your logo or your Instagram. And I think, you know, branding is super important to us because it makes everything cohesive across all platforms. And that's, you know, just really powerful. And it just really strengthens our brand.
Excellent. So, you know, we're in kind of obviously a very scary time right now, but kind of taking a look back, maybe even this time included, what are some fears and obstacles that you've had to overcome to get to where you are?
Yeah, I think the biggest fear was definitely like originally kind of taking that leap of faith and going from a, you know, you're getting a paycheck every 2 weeks to now I'm kind of in control of that destiny or not. So yeah, knowing can I make this dream a reality? Am I going to get paid to do something artistic and something creative that I really want to do? And it being the first time I ever started my own business. So, I mean, again, I said it before, but like through lots of prayer, honestly, and patience, I would say having meaningful and strong branding is huge. Building relationships with vendors and wedding planners, doing our absolute best to do something different at every wedding. So a lot of times our clients will send us their Pinterest link. And so what's important to us is taking that link as inspiration, but then making sure we make it super personalized, super customized, so it doesn't look like every other Pinterest wedding, but it looks totally unique and different. So through that, you know, just doing our best with our clients, they have then gone and referred us to their friends and to their family. And so word of mouth basically just got really strong for us. But yeah, I would just say like, that was for sure like the biggest fear is like getting past that point and coming from a steady paycheck to completely just starting something from the ground up and having, yeah, you know, exactly. Yep. You did the same thing. So just keeping that faith, you know, and you really feel like it's what you should be doing and you can research and find the tools to kind of get you there. Just sticking through it and continuing to go for it.
That's awesome. I mean, with overcoming fear, I'm sure there's a lot of growth that you've experienced in this process. Can you tell us a little bit about your growth as an entrepreneur and maybe even personally through this process?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, when you start a business, you're obviously wearing every single hat and you're the department head of every single department. So it's been really humbling to go from like being in the corporate environment, kind of being at the top, like district manager level, to starting at the bottom of your own company and being the one cleaning the buckets every day and cleaning the vases and a lot of heavy lifting. And there's actually like a lot of physical labor involved in being a florist that you don't really hear about. You don't hear about how dirty it is. And, you know, like it's just like a whole nother side to it. So yeah, I would say like starting and doing every single thing. And now I'm kind of in a place where I'm able to more so like be the creative director of the company and have people that I can now give them other opportunities, which is so cool. And I think to me, like what I miss the most about being in the corporate environment is I loved being a part of a team and I loved being able to develop my team and help them to get promoted. And so it just feels great to now be in a place where, you know, I can strengthen them and I can give them these other opportunities and I can more so creative direct and not burn out at the company.
So true. Yeah, I relate to that very closely. So yeah. What would you say to people who are kind of where you were back at the beginning and are aspiring to start doing what you're doing?
I think a lot of people have the perception that being a florist would be the coolest job and you just get to be around flowers all day and it's just so beautiful. But the truth is like, it's actually a very challenging job. And having to learn a bazillion different types of flowers and how to treat them all differently and how you have to time them all differently because they all die at different times and they all need to be in different temperatures. And then just the logistics and the project managing, and there's so many details for every wedding. So yeah, I would say if you're interested in it, definitely go for it. I would say like maybe sign up for an internship, or at a lot of companies like ours, there's a role specifically for just processing flowers, which is super simple, but it's a great way to like get in the door, and you're just cleaning buckets and cleaning vases and processing flowers, and you're learning flower names, and you just get to be in that environment. So that would be a great place to see if it's something you actually want to do. Yeah, if you are and you still want to do it, just try not to listen to people in the process that are going to look at you like you're crazy, or, you know, like, oh, like, you know, you're always going to have people that are kind of like not encouraging you to do it and not encouraging you to leave a steady paycheck and all those types of things. So you really have to be your own cheerleader, especially in the beginning, and just kind of block it out and go for it and not expect people to tell you that, oh yeah, it's great, it's a great idea. And also make sure to learn the business side so that your business will last. A lot of times creatives are just super skilled and incredible florists, but they might not know the business side. And so if you want to be successful, you absolutely need to have both.
Yeah, I see that the most creative businesses that last are people who truly understand both sides of those.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like nowadays there's so many incredible resources out there and online classes that you can pay for to learn both sides of the business.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
If anybody needs flowers, we would love to talk with you over here at Walden Floral LA. You can find us at waldenfloralla.com. And we service all over. So we do destination weddings. We fly out of the country, anywhere in the country, to do weddings, to do events, and weekly deliveries here in LA. And then you can find us on Instagram at Walden Floral.
Well, I haven't seen your flowers in person, but I've seen them on your website and on your Instagram. And if they're anything like what the photos show, they're spectacular.
Oh, thank you so much.
So really everybody's going to want to check these out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us. And hopefully we can talk again soon.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Make sure you don't miss an episode. Head on over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to The Brand Talks. If you're on iTunes, make sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review to let us know what you think. This has been a 5011 production. 5011 is a full-service branding and marketing agency. We collaborate with brands to elevate their story, revitalize their image, and design their experiences. To find out more about us, head on over to 5011.com. That's FIFTYELEVN.com. And make sure to follow us on Instagram at 5011.